Nolte, unlike COVID, there's no behavior shaming to halt monkeypox spread. By John Nolte on July 25, 2022. In a total reversal of their coronavirus approach, the U.S. government and corporate media are not engaging in any kind of behavior shaming to halt the spread of monkeypox. Gee, I wonder why? During the China flu pandemic, we were shamed for leaving our homes, going to the beach, opening schools, gathering to worship God, standing together, hugging, attending funerals, visiting nursing homes, allowing a mask to slip under our nose, and showing up at a political rally that didn't involve burning and looting, because health officials assured us burning and looting do not spread the virus. During the coronavirus pandemic, and for 2 whole years, every facet of normal life was condemned as the equivalent of committing mass murder. Given its way, the government and its chief sociopaths, Birx, Fauci, Biden, Whitmer, Cuomo, the corporate media, big tech, would still have us locked down in filthy masks voting only by mail as we make Netflix and Amazon even richer. Now there's monkeypox. But there's no behavior shaming. Even though, according to what we now know, gay sex is the chief spreader of monkeypox. Don't believe me? Maybe you believe what's been published in the far-left Washington Post. Here is what we can discern from data collected about monkeypox so far. This viral outbreak isn't just mostly occurring among men who have sex with men. The confirmed cases, at least to date, have consistently almost entirely occurred among this demographic, which accounts for 96% or more of diagnoses where data are available. Per capita, the few monkeypox cases in women and children remain minuscule compared with the rate among gay and bisexual men. Of course, substantial transmission could always occur among such other groups. But researchers at the WHO and elsewhere have speculated that the monkeypox reproduction rate will likely remain significantly lower in such demographics, meaning the virus will more likely hit transmission dead ends among them than among gay and bisexual men. Global public health experts agree that skin-to-skin contact in the context of sexual activity between men has been the principal driver of the monkeypox outbreak, at least thus far. Now, before anyone takes me out of context, I do not believe the government should be behavior-shaming gay men any more than the government should have been behavior-shaming everyone, but Black Lives Matter terrorists, during the COVID pandemic. The government should only be doing one thing: educating the public on the risks and allowing us to make our own choices from there. This isn't about what gay men are doing. I don't care what gay men do. They can do whatever they want. This is about the oppressive double standards from hopelessly corrupted American institutions. This is about living in a country where if you are not among the protected class, you are treated as a second-class citizen by the fascist left. If the government had a single standard when it comes to spreading a virus, gay bars and bathhouses would be shuttered, police would be knocking on doors to break up gay sex parties, the media would celebrate a costume specter of death walking through gay neighborhoods, gay men would be told to stay home, and any gay gathering would be smeared across the media as a selfish superspreader event attended by serial killers. But that's not happening, and it shouldn't happen. But that's what happened for 2 years to those of us who are not among the left's protected class. Don't forget to vote this November. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.